Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, July 12, 2023. This is Live Talk Diaspora Forum, and I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Tonight we are discussing the rise of cases of political violence across the country and how this will affect Zimbabweans in the diaspora who are planning to go back home and vote in the upcoming August 23 general elections. But before we delve into the main topic of the day, let us look at what is happening elsewhere. Botswana is hosting this year's US-Africa Business Summit as the US, Russia and China scramble for Africa continues. Zimbabwe is part of six African countries participating at the 15th edition summit that seeks to explore new and evolving opportunities to build a stronger U.S.-Africa trade and investment relationship. The summit runs from July 11 to July 14, 2023, and brings together more than 1,000 U.S. and African public and private sector participants, including African heads of state, U.S. and African ministers and senior government officials, private sector, executives and entrepreneurs, international investors, and multilateral stakeholders. President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who is in attendance, addressed the summit this afternoon. Let's hear what he said.
And second level is now to mechanize, industrialize by modernizing your agriculture. It is guaranteed that the impact of climate change is mitigated by providing water through water bodies throughout the country. This is what is critically important in my view. Secondly, to attract foreign global capital in the country, you offer them at various levels, like in Zimbabwe. If you came and say you want to grow grain, we can give you land, 5,000 hectares, 10,000 hectares, and we say produce what you want to produce. You can go into horticulture. You can, just now, for instance, in 3 years, we have developed our have we eaten blueberries from Zimbabwe? Excellent. We are now supplying America, Europe, and Asia with our blueberries. And it's growing very fast. So those who want to make money, come and make money. We give you the land, and we make sure to provide the water. Yes, water in the past scale is rains would come, but now we make sure we guarantee that by making dams across the country in every province, in every area where is agricultural land, we make sure we create water bodies so that there is irrigation throughout the year, winter or summer, I think.
In a virtual press briefing today, Scott Nathan, CEO of the U.S. International Development Finance Corporation and head of the U.S. delegation to the U.S.-Africa Business Summit, discussed President Joe Biden's administration's continued commitment to partnering with African countries, including the $55 billion the U.S. government has invested and intends to invest in the next 3 years, and the current portfolio of more than $11 billion on the continent. Zimbabwe's electoral court has also disqualified the former minister and senior ruling party official who fled the country from running in the August elections. The court ruled Sevia Kasukwere, who left Zimbabwe after the 2017 overthrow of former President Robert Gabriel Mugabe, hasn't been in the country for the required 18 months. Critics say authorities didn't want him splitting the vote for President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Columbus Mavunga has this story from Harare.
Justice Neva Katio, reading Justice David Mangota's ruling disqualifying Xavier Kasukwere from being a presidential candidate in the upcoming elections. ZANU-PF member Lovedale Mangwana asked the court to remove Kasukwere from the ballot paper, arguing he had not been in Zimbabwe for more than 18 months. That makes him ineligible to stand in the August 23 general election in terms of Zimbabwe's constitution. Louis Uriri was the lawyer for ZANU-PF in the case. He satisfied that Kasukwere has been disqualified.
And additionally interdicted him from holding himself out as a candidate in the forthcoming elections, whether physically or by any form of media whatsoever. And the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission has also been interdicted from having his name on the ballot paper for the 23rd of August 2023.
Note Jacqueline Sanden, one of the lawyers for Kasukwere.
But we are saying we are going to appeal against this decision. We are going to fight to the bitter end until we are given the right to participate in these elections. We think that the judgment itself is flawed, and it went further to make provisions for which the applicant had not requested for, in respect of the provision that President Xavier Kasukwere should not hold himself out as a candidate, whether inside or outside of Zimbabwe. I found that very odd, because it's something that the applicant had not prayed for.
Kasukwere would have battled it out with other 10 candidates, who include President Emmerson Mnangagwa. The Zimbabwean leader won by less than 400,000 votes in the 2018 elections after defeating the main opposition's Nelson Chamisa. Commenting on the ruling, Alexander Rusero, a politics professor at Africa University in Zimbabwe, said,
"It is very unfortunate because the real electoral balance of forces were actually with Xavier Kasukwere. So it is actually a sad day in as much as the independence of the courts are concerned, in as much as electoral democracy in Zimbabwe is concerned, because technicalities are one way or the other prone to become lawfare. So you cannot bar someone outside of contesting when you have accepted his nomination papers, etc. It leaves a lot to be desired."
Zimbabwe's previous elections have been marred by violence targeting the opposition, resulting in the results being disputed. This time it seems the disputes have started early. Columbus Mafunga for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Now back to the main topic. Cases of politically motivated violence are said to be on the rise in the country, with the Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, saying its members are being harassed and attacked by suspected ruling ZANU-PF members. This is said to be happening mostly in rural areas. The opposition party also accuses the Zimbabwe Republic Police of not protecting its members and banning its political rallies in most parts of the country. Both ZANU-PF and the police are pleading their innocence in the allegations from this. And this is happening at the same time some Zimbabweans who are in the diaspora and are registered as voters are planning to go back home to vote in the upcoming elections. But some are now skeptical about whether the elections will be free and fair and whether their safety will be guaranteed in the event they decide to go back home to exercise their rights to vote. Munya yedu ya tiri kutaura nezvayo nhasi, tiri kutarisa kukwira kunonzi kuri kuitwa nenyaya dzemhirizhonga yezvematongerwo enyika. Bato rinopikisa reCCC richiti nhengo dzaro dziri kutambiswa chamutavanhava nenhengo dzeZANU-PF. Zvikuru kumaruwa. Bato iri riri kupomerawo mapurisa mhosva yekurambidza kuitwa kwemisangano yaro matunhu akawanda emunyika. Izvo zviri kuita kuti ritadze kuparura chirongwa charo chekutsvaga rutsigiro. Kwasara mazuva anodarika zvishoma 40 kuti sarudzo dziitwe munyika. Asi bato reZANU-PF pamwe nemapurisa vari kuramba zvipomerwa izvi. Vamwe vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vakanga vaine tarisiro yekudzokera kumusha kunovhota, uye vave kuti vave kutyira upenyu hwavo vachitya kuti zvimwe mhirizhonga inogona kuwedzera. For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, and we are discussing cases of political violence across the country and how this may affect Zimbabweans in the diaspora who are planning to go back home and vote in the upcoming August 23 general elections. Joining us right now to discuss the issue of political violence is Dr. Masimba Mavaza, a ZANU-PF member who is based in Britain. And we are also joined by Mr. Tim Ringai, a member of the CCC party who is in Ohio, here in the United States of America, and Mrs. Diana Zimbuzana Chambara, who is from the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum and is in South Africa. Welcome to our show, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Welcome, Zimbabwe.
Let's start with you, Mr. Muringai. Your party is alleging that your members are being harassed and attacked by suspected ZANU-PF members. Do you see this stopping those in the diaspora from going back home to vote?
Thank you, Mr. Jonga. It's a very, very sensitive issue at the moment, and I think that decision is going to have to be made by individual people. But I'm seeing that a lot of people in the diaspora, those that are selected to go home will be able to go home. I know that Mr. Malema in South Africa, especially our Zimbabwean brothers who are based in South Africa, have also shown an interest to go home. So Mr. Malema has offered buses to take Zimbabweans to go and vote. Mm-hmm. But yes, I encourage everybody that can to go. But we know that this violent demon has woken back up again during election time.
And now to Dr. Mavaza. Dr. Mavaza, some say your party, ZANU-PF, is known for violence. And some of your members are even seen on videos attacking opposition members. And an example is that of your member, Mr. Energy Mutodi, who is accused of firing a gun at a rally that was being held by CCC members. Will this not deter some in the diaspora from going back home to vote and also spoil your party name?
The first thing we must understand, Jonga, is that Mr. Energy Mtodi, if he fired the firearm, that was wrong. If he caused any violence, that was wrong. Because ZANU-PF does not stand for violence. ZANU-PF does not stand for intimidation. ZANU-PF is the party which fought for freedom. It is the party which fought for the freedom to elect, freedom to vote, freedom to rule yourself, and freedom to be... I think there's noise coming from... I don't know whose phone. But anyway, let me continue. So if you look at all these freedoms which ZANU-PF fought for, they cannot spoil that legacy by being violent on an election, which we know very well we are going to win. Because on the ground, people love ZANU-PF. People are all clamoring to go and vote for Emmerson Mnangagwa. You have seen the developments he has done. So, yes, I would say there could be some skirmishes here and there, but CCC, which is now called CCC, which is MDC in all its division names, it is known of drama. They actually create a drama. They beat up themselves, pretend that they are being beaten by ZANU-PF, drive around running and screaming, and then send the videos all over and blame the party. The police were on the ground saying there is no such violence anywhere. If there was any, it was stopped. Yes. And there is no rally which has been stopped unreasonably. There has been a reason for all the rallies to be cancelled. Either they were not they did not follow the laws of running a rally, or they did not follow the procedures to which you should do when you are going to have a rally. So the people must follow the law, not only try to come and say we are being victimized.
But
then to answer the last question in 2 seconds, yes, the diaspora can go home and vote. If you have registered to vote, go home and vote. Don't be afraid of the electoral violent election problems which are being said. Some of them is just a smoke, and smoke is not the fire.
But before I go to Ms. Zimbuzana Chambara, Dr. Mavaza, ZANU-PF should be doing something to clear its name. If you you are sure that the CCC stage manage all these violence and attacks?
Yes, we have actually reported those complaints to the police, because VAPF at the moment is a candidate as well. It's a patch to the election. So we do not have the power now. We cannot control the police. We cannot control anybody. We are just like CCC. We go to the police and make a complaint that the people are abusing our name. And if the police investigate and find out that our complaint is justified, there will be action taken. We will be complaining to that very soon to say CCC had started again to tarnish our image, which will not only tarnish the image of the party. It tarnishes the democracy of Zimbabwe, because it will look like our democracy is managed by violence when it's not.
Thank you so much. Before I go to Mr. Mringai, let's hear from Ms. Zimbudzana Chambara. Ms. Zimbudzana Chambara, your take on what these two gentlemen said.
Well, they are politicians, so they are doing what is politically contested, politicking. They are politicking, actually. The crux of the matter is that we're going to have elections. And the question that people ask us as Zimbabweans as well is it safe now for us to go back home and vote? And what will happen to us after the election? I think a lot of people in South Africa are then concerned about the outcome of the election, whether such an outcome will then deem it fit for them to relocate permanently to Zimbabwe or continue sojourning in South Africa. And those are the issues that we are grappling with. Yes, we're encouraging people to go home and vote. South Africa is very close to Zimbabwe. You can go within a day. Those who can fly, they can fly in and fly out after the election. Those who can use buses, they can go, get there in the morning, cast their votes, and then in the evening they can come back. So it's easy for people to then commute from this side. So we're encouraging people to go to Zimbabwe and vote.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Vamringa indanzwa muchida kupindura. Pindura itinzwe. Ndofunga mune mashoko amoda kuti munge muchipindura pane zvataurwa nava mavhazi.
Okay, thank you very much. Vamavhazi vataura iyo kuti hanzi the police do not belong to ZANU-PF and we are stage managing, which is totally untrue. We have the evidence of Mr. Mtodi shooting people. We have the evidence yet to Garipi. We heard Ramnangagwa out of his own mouth saying that they are the police, they are the intelligence, they are the army, they are everything in Zimbabwe. So when they try to divorce themselves from the police and the management of police, then we are saying, Kuti, who is in charge? Then recently we saw a commander's directive from the police saying that they need to let CCC and all the political parties to have their rallies, which is what we've been saying. If an statutory instrument is in the Constitution, why do the police have to then superimpose holding of rallies if it's free and fair? So, Mr. Mawaza, yes, he's, you know, ZANU-PF people, they like to play with words. Thank you very much.
No tender. Lama Vaza, imi tisharisa patorenyo re ZANU-PF. Mune matano amuri kuita here kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vakanyorosa kuvhota muvabatsire kunge vachidzoka kunovhota musarudzo idzi.
ZANU-PF iri kukoka munhu wese anokwanisa kudzoka kumusha kuti agowana runyoro rwake ruchionekwa pasarudzo iri kuuya iyi. Zvino zvatiri kuita sebato tiri kukurudzira nhengo dzedu dziri kunze dzakarejista kuvhota kuti aiwa hatingorejista chete uyai nekuti vhoti yako inobatsira kuti tidzosere vamunangagwa pachigaro nekupedzisa basa ravainge vatanga basa rekugadzira nyika. Tiri kuona budiriro iri kuitika mumigodhi, muzvicherwa, pamaairport pedu panaka, nzira dziri kugadzirwa. Saka zviro kwazvo tiri kurwisana nepfungwa yekuti munhu wese ari kunze akanyoresa kuvhota auye kuzovhota. Taitarisira kuti masvondo rimwe chete tatapinda muzvaro mekuvhota tiri kutsvaga mabhazi ekutakura vanokwanisa kubva kusouth africa kuti vauye kuzovhota. Apa mabhazi apa kunyange ari mabhazi atsvakiwa neZANU-PF. takasununga kuti kana ukangoya hako uri muZimbabwe uchida kunovota otishowa kuti shuwa wakaregisa kuvota aiwa pinda mubhazi uye toda kungoramba kungorambidza vanhu vari kuda kungowana bhazi remahara rekuya kumba vasina kuregisa kuvota vasiri kuya kuzovota vanotorera nzvimbo vanhu vakavota vakaregisa kuvota saka hongu yes kune motokari dzakaita semabhazi dziri kugadzirirwa kuti tive tisvike panguva iyoyo yekuti tibatsire vanhu vauye kuZimbabwe kuzovhotera musangano wavo chepiri ndirati tidzivise kuti ZANUPF kana yakatarisana netsarudzo iyi hatisi kutarisana netsarudzo sebato chete tiri kutarisana netsarudzo iyi senyika nekuti dhemokrasi haiitwe nebato rimwe chete tinofanira kukwikwidzana nevamwe vedu kana pasina mangange pasina kukwikwidzana pasina tachi natachi kumutsana kweurimbo aiwa panenge pasina kutonga kwegutsa ruzhinji kana kuti hatingati dhemokrasi saka tinotofara chaizvo kuti vanhu vauye kana vetriple C vanenge vaita dambudziko vari kunze kwenyika varida kuuya uyai nekuti nyika ndiyedu inovakwa nevaridzi vayo
ndinotenda Dr. Mavaza amai zimbudzana chambara imi sesangano reZimbabwe Exiles Forum mune zvamuri kuitawo here kubatsira vari kuti vanoda kudzokera kumusha unovhota ivavo
isusu kubatsira materiari hatina zvatiri kukwanisa kuita asi kuti tiri kukurudzira vanhu takatokurudzira kubvira pakatanga registration process kuti vanhu ngavanorejista vapedzezvo vanhu zvengavachengete zvimasherini zvavanazvo vokwanisa kukwira voenda kupi kumisha kana kuchizenge kwawanikwa vanoda kupa zvifambiso ngavatore mukana iwoyo vakwire zvifambiso izvo vaende vanovhota ende ndiri kubvumirana namavhaza kuti hatidi kuti vanhu vari kuda havo kuenda kunoona hama dzavo kumusha vangokwira mabhazi iwayo ivo vachida havo kunoita zvimwe zvisinei nokuvhota tirikukurudzira vanhu vanenge kana kukaita vanopa transport kana vanhu vaivo vapiwa transport ndavai vanhu vari kunovhota vonozvova iriro bhizinesi ravari kufambira kuenda kumusha
ndodzokawo kuna vamuringai pane zviri kuitwa here netriple C pane vari kunze kwenyika vari kuzvipira kuda kunodzokera kumusha unovhota
yes pane maprograms ari kubatsirwa neelections department saka vese vanenge vachida kudzokera kumba vachida kuona kuti vari kuvhotera kupi nezvakadaro daro election department yedu iri kufamba navo sezvo manzwa kuti vamalema vakati vari kuda kutipa mabhazi pane vari kutaurawo navo ipapo nenyaya idzodzo kuti vanhu vadzokere kumba vasingatyi vanyatsoenda vazive kuti pavari kuvhotera ndepapi saka yes varipo maplans akadaro
Dr. Mavaza, I know you cannot speak on behalf of the police authoritatively, but what has just happened these past days, it shows that the Triple C may have a case to point at the police working hand in hand with ZANU-PF. We heard that a senior police officer who is in charge of elections allowed or gave permission for opposition parties to freely do their rallies across the country. But even today, the Triple C said it has been barred by the police from holding its rally tomorrow. And people are expecting to be going into these elections without any fear or any problems. What do you say about this?
Firstly, I would need to explain to you that the police, the Zimbabwean Republic Police, are a very professional organization who are aware and who know how to divorce themselves from individual political parties. The police are there to defend and protect the people of Zimbabwe. So coming to our elections, yes, the Triple C may want to believe that they've got evidence to point at the police on the basis of bias. But the reality of the matter is there's no such evidence except talking. And again, what we want you to understand here is the point that when a rally is stopped or a rally is being told not to go ahead, it is because the police have assessed and found out that on the ground that the people will not be safe if that rally is to go ahead. And then the police have to look into their own resources and see if they've got enough manpower to to cover that rally. Because in most cases, it is known very well that when we come towards elections, people see is the cause of trouble, is the cause of violence. And when they cause the violence, they run fast to say they are the ones being violated by the violence, which is actually perpetuated by them. And therefore, so we would say, in reality, the rallies which have been stopped by the police, it is simply because the police have realized and have done their due diligence and realized that they will not be safe. So it is to protect the people. We want to have peaceful elections without a single shed, a drop of blood, which will be shed in this scenario. And again, I can repeat this 10 times. ZANU-PF is the most peace-loving party on earth.
Thank you, Dr. Mafaza. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller. Let's take our first caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Magadi Baba.
Nekuti mapurisa aongorora akaona kuti rally ikaenderera mberi panoita kudeuka kweropa kuchikonzerwa neTriple C. Saka nekuda kwaizvozvo tambo yambomiswa, asi vamwe marali ese haana kumiswa, arikuenderera mberi.
Dr. Mavaza, hamufungi here kuti kudeuka kweropa kunozouya kana vanhu veZANU-PF sezviri kutaurwa neveTriple C vaenda kunorwisa veTriple C vanenge vachizviitira musangano vakanyarara? Madii kuti vambopuwa mukana moona kuti havapedze here musangano pasina kudeuka ropa? Takaona vakaita musangano kumasvingo uku nekuchiredzi uku. Nguva yavakapiwa shoma yayo nemapurisa, hatina kumunzwa kunzi padeuka ropa. Regai tinzwi vamuringai kuti vanoti nguva dzedu dzaakupera. Vamuringai, pindurai tinzwi.
Maita basa. And ndine chingoseka zvangu ndichinzwa Mavaza vachitaura zvisipo. Vasitole vaita basa vapenza from Zimbabwe vachitaura zviri on the ground, noti zvokuda kuti vamavaza zviitike.
Vamuringai,
tinozivaisisokuti takaapplya for marali application 7 days in advance kubindura, for example, ndobva zvanzi kuri kuvakwa pane rimwe place, ndobva zvanzi kuri kutamba zvigore on the other one. ZANU-PF yakachinja rali from Karoi to Magunje within 3 days. Saka pa 7 days ipapo papasina kuti hanzi vane enough resources or whatever. Vanga vane over 100,000 people. Saka zvatotaura isusu tikutaura the same message yatakataura from day one, kuti violence atidi. Tiri party ye peace. Leader wedu vachamisa vakataura kuti we are a peaceful party. Maleaders edu ese ndiwo ari kusungwa nevanhu veZANU-PF nemapurisa. Hatina kumbodzosera kana kutingatidzoserei nezvibhagira. Takangoti no, tikuda runyararo kuti Zimbabwe kana vamunanga.
Ndinotenda vamuringai. Regai tinzwe nguva dzedu dzaakumhanya. Regai tinzwe kuna amai Zimbudzana Chambara. Tipei tinzwe mashoko enyu ekupedzisira. Zvii zvamungataurira vemapato ezvematongerwo enyika ava panyaya yemhirizhonga iri kuitika?
Mapato ezvematongerwo enyika ngaaise zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe, nyika inonzi Zimbabwe, pamberi. Ivo voenda kumashure. Vakangokwanisa kuita izvozvo chete, zvinhu zvese zvinofamba negwara rakanaka asi vakaisa ivo mapata avo pamberi vachikanganwa vana vezimbabwe vavakamirira
Ndinotenda zvikuru, ndinotenda zvikuru amai Zimbudzana Chambara. At this stage, we have to say thank you to Miss Diana Zimbudzana Chambara from Zimbabwe Israel Forum, Dr. Matsimba Mavaza of ZANU PF, and Mr. Tim Ringai from the CCC, not forgetting our valued listeners. This is Jonga Kandemiri saying good night.